Hello, and welcome to the Representation Podcast with Mario Dunham. Today, I'm going to be talking about leaders in the African-American community and how they are represented in the media and the difference between being a leader of color, preferably African-American, as opposed to being a leader in the United States as a majority. This is going to be talking about how we're misrepresented and how the public is misled with information when it comes to how we speak and how we carry ourselves in America, and how America has misrepresented us when it comes to how we lead. This is a Representation Podcast. Please enjoy. Autobiography of Malcolm X, and the similarities of treatment for him and treatment for Black leaders today are similar in many ways. They're similar because he was seen as a revolutionary and someone that was against the government due to his stance on the majority and his stance on people of color. Exclusively African-Americans for the most part. He was on the position that we matter. He was on the position that we are powerful and we can help our own community without the help of the majority. Now, during those times, the majority had a stranglehold of media, and anybody who stood up was, lack of a better word, exterminated. Even white people, certain white people, Robert Kennedy, African Americans, obviously Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Medgar Evers, and a plethora of people who decided they wanted real change were shut down. And the media portrayed these people in a negative light to perpetuate a notion and preserve an institution of power. And that is still done today, and it will continue to be done as long as they're majority. The way representation is handled today is by the majority discounting our ideas. Black Lives Matter, to a lot of people, especially in Texas, is seen as a racist organization, though their main focus is to seek acceptance and equal opportunities for African Americans. Black Lives Matter fights for the rights of people, and they are consumed with passion and desire to help people succeed in what they do. And it befuddles me that we are not able to get the majority to understand this. News stations like Fox News and things of that nature criticize us, and they don't seem to get and or want to understand that we are just trying to be better. We're trying to have a face like us that shows us who we are and what we can do. One prime example of this is Barack Obama. Barack Obama for 8 years tried his hardest and was ridiculed and criticized by the right for doing so. Though he wasn't a perfect president, he did better than a lot. And he tried to instill the best platform he could for America with the plate, so to speak, given to him by the previous president, George W. Bush. With that being said, Trump came into office and tore everything right or left, meaning he did things he wanted to do and what the right wanted to do, and for the most part he was praised for it. I mean, he really divided this country, in my opinion, and really showed the ignorance of the majority in that nature. A black president was elected, and people thought, the majority thought, no, well, we can't pretend anymore. And a quote that interests me was from Muhammad Ali. He was being interviewed in the 70s. I forgot exactly what show, but he pretty much said, for a black president to be elected, the world has to be at its tipping point, meaning that it has to be so bad that an African American is going to be elected because there's nothing else that could possibly go, you know? And to me, like, though that argument is dated, it makes sense in the crux of the argument for representation. Trump really showed, in lack of a better word, acting an ass, and the majority created this narrative that he's better than anybody. And it really bothered me because of the fact that the truth lies in the pudding. And it showed that regardless of how this country is, as long as the majority is the majority and the seat is not presented for people of color and African Americans to be there and actually to be fully accepted and not, you know, portrayed to be better so other people of color stop talking about it, then it'll never change. For us to change the narrative, I really feel that the conglomerate of media needs to be more passionate about getting networks that show our unadulterated opinion and brings in people that will have an unbiased opinion. I think the media, left and right, seems to dramatize and not make it easy for one to have a regular opinion about something. Being a broadcast journalism major, my focus and energy is built on giving the news in an unbiased form. Regardless of however I feel, I have a duty, and it's the people's rights for us to be able to give an unmitigated opinion on the news so other people can form their own opinions without the network and the personalities on the network to have them sway each way. And the way we do that is giving the news in its most basic form. Who, what, when, where, and why. And that doesn't occur when you take out the who, what, when, where, and why and you put your own opinion. If it's an opinionated show, it's understandable. But the news doesn't need to be owned by autocracies that have a mode. You know, like, if Fox News seemed like he owned, Trump seemed like he owned Fox News, and it really befuddled me because it would just be outright lies. And for African Americans to move forward in a manner where our opinion is valid to the majority, even though I already think it is important to the majority, even though I already think it is, and its status occurs to where we are understood, even though I think it is, then that's where change comes. And that's where we are represented. In conclusion, I just feel that we have a lot to do, but the best part about it is we have time, and we have people who fight from young to old, from black to white. More than ever, we have followed in our footsteps to come together and to show people that we matter and we are represented. With this podcast, it is to show that representation is key to reality. Knowing your history is the future. And understanding who you are makes others understand who they are. That's why we follow the teachings of Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, Bayard Rustin, and all the people that fought for us. I think this assignment, as far as the podcast, really opened my eyes and gave me the confidence to move forward in a manner where I can speak better. I really thank you Professor, for listening. And as we continue this class, I hope to further my reach in speech proficiency so I can be proficient in speech. Thank you so much, man, for this opportunity, and have a great day. For the Representation Podcast, my name is Mario Dunham.